You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthaskakuya,
Talit, Sinhua Musqueam, Mustayo. Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I'm going to start off the show tonight with an interview I did with Octoberman, a.k.a. Mark Morissette. We did that over Zoom 2 nights ago, Zoom over the internet. He's currently in Ottawa, but he'll be here next week. The reason that we chatted was to talk about his new album, There You Were, that just came out a few months ago, and also to talk a bit about why he's in Vancouver. Well, one of the reasons is he's playing a show at the Lido next Thursday night. So, talked to Octoberman a few nights ago, and this is how the chat slash interview happened. You're listening to CITR Radio. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm joined on Zoom over the internet. Joining me right now is Mark Morissette, Octoberman. Hello. Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me in Ottawa, Canada.
Thank you.
How is it going in, how's the weather in Ottawa?
Looking outside. We had a heat wave.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight is like a severe thunderstorm. So there was some thunder and some lighting, which I always think is fun and exciting. I remember when I lived in Vancouver, that was one thing I noticed is there was no thunder and lightning happening on the West Coast. So it's sort of a nice atmosphere at night when you're just chilling inside.
Yeah. If you hear rumbling, I guess on this feed, it's going to just the lightning and the thunder, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. a little background noise for everyone listening. Yeah.
Out east always got those big, like heavy rain pours and, it goes really heavy and then goes away after a couple hours. As Vancouver, it's kind of just rains for on and on and on and on.
Yeah, there's the seasonalities of it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I mean, not to get into it, but we had those wildfires. So I think they were well known in mainly Quebec, but I think also parts of Northern Ontario. So when it rains now, I'm kind of like, okay, well, that's actually good. And then even when I look at the pattern, it's going up to where I know the fires are. So it's like, okay, there's definitely some usefulness happening from these big rains.
We could use some fire. I didn't say fire. There's a bunch of fire here in BC. There's like one of the biggest one ever or something. And yeah, we could use some rain here as well. I think that's pretty much summer these days is pray for rain. But let's go to the music. Let's talk a bit about maybe start off just to talk about your new record. There You Were, that came out earlier this year, end of April, Octoberman's new record, your first one in almost 10 years.
Yeah, thanks. It's weird to talk about it again. I honestly thought that the last record that came out in 2014 would be the last one. It wasn't like this big planned thing, but I just assumed it would be the last one. And then last year, I sort of wrote a lot, and I got some momentum, and I dusted off some ideas, some songwriting ideas I had over the years, and finished them, demoed them, sent them to my bandmates, and they were very enthusiastic. And then we rehearsed them, and then we did 5 days at a studio in Toronto called Union Sound. And it's owned by this guy, Chris Stringer, who's done some great records, a lot of Toronto-based bands over the years. And so he added some instrumentation after we had done our 5 days of getting 12 songs down. And then I had some friends add some vocals and trumpet. And so it happened really sort of, it was this momentum building kind of short time period. And you know, once we finished the record, I was like, okay, I guess I got to put this thing out.
Right.
And then, so I didn't really know how to put out a record in 2023. So I had talked to my friends that were still doing it, and they're like, well, you need an Instagram account. And so I set one of those up, and yeah, I just been sort of doing what is involved with modern day record releasing, but instead of doing a big tour, which I used to tour a lot, just doing, three shows, I should say four shows, but all in towns that I've lived in and that I've been involved in the music scene. And it's more of a reunion get together sort of fun vibe, seeing a bunch of old faces. And so Vancouver was the, you know, one of the musts. I haven't played there in since 2012 was the last time. So it's been, I haven't been there since then either. So it's a great excuse to come out and,
yeah,
and see everyone.
Didn't realize it was that long. That's like, yeah, more than 10
I know
years.
It's very strange. Yeah. It's very strange. Yeah. It's been too long.
And you were saying that you thought your last album was going to be it. What made you but not at the time, but maybe after you.
Well, I think it was subconscious. Like I called it What More. And the last song was called What More Do You Want? And it was like a double record. And it felt like I was just really trying to like have this sort of final. And I think I also knew that I couldn't sustain like touring, and I was sort of entering a new lifestyle of like, you know, starting a family and all the responsibilities that entails. And so, yeah, I was just kind of like, okay, I'll just do music for fun. And I did music for fun. And then, but like I said, you know, there was a pretty strong theme with There You Were, the record that just came out. And it was really inspired after my mom's passing. And a lot of the songs touch on that. And so it felt like a really important record, kind of just for me personally. And and then I started to think it would be nice for my daughters to be able to listen to something that I had written and recorded while they were alive. And so, yeah, there's some songs that like literally are just, you know, talking about, you know, about them and about my wife and about, you know, how the world has been in the last couple of years.
Right.
And yeah, so it felt like this sort of very selfish, like, you know, message in a bottle type thing I was doing. And also very much just processing the loss of my mom, who was the biggest Octoberman fan in the world. And so I was like, oh, she would want me to do this. And my brother told me that, you know, she was always, you know, talking about how she thought I would always keep making music. And he had never said that to me before. And so I was like, okay, right. Well, it feels like there's some reason why I should be doing this. And so, yeah, it just happened really quickly and easily. And I'm glad I did it. Yeah. And it was a surprise to me, though, when I look back on it.
Right, right. And I've been listening to it all day, and I've listened to it, since you sent me the record, a little preview of the record back in the days, and it's a really great record. How are your daughters enjoying it, or have you played it to them? Can they sing along to the songs, or is it something that you don't?
I don't like put it on myself when we're just hanging out. Right. I find that to be kind of too awkward. But when I was getting mixes back, sometimes I'd be driving in the car and I'd put them on just on the song, and I wouldn't say anything.
Right.
And they would immediately know it was me. And there's one song that my oldest daughter, the lyric was inspired by something she would say to me at the time. Like, I remember trying to get her ready for school, and she'd be like, Dad, like, slow down. You can't rush time. And I was like, oh, that's a good line.
Oh,
I told myself, and it ended up being the line in one of the songs that sort of spearheaded the idea of doing the record. And so she gets a kick out of, like, I told her that lyric was from her. And also on the album artwork, on the back of it, well, on the front, there's a picture of my mom when she was the same age as my 4-year-old. And then on the back, there's a craft that my 6-year-old did. So they're very much involved in the record in a number of ways. And I think they get a kick out of that. But they do both really like that song, Can't Rush Time, and they ask for it in the car. And I'm sick of it already. And I was already sick of it. And then
that's a smart thing for a kid to say, Can't Rush Time. I feel like that's more mature. Like that's,
it's true.
Right? Yeah.
She surprises me with some of her sayings.
Is that not from another? It's not from a TV show or anything. You don't know.
I don't think so. Like, and I don't just think she necessarily knew what she meant. Yeah. But I like that it doesn't really. It's one of those things that makes you think. You're like, okay, you can't rush time. Well, if you can, but you shouldn't. Yeah. Like, you know, it just makes you think a bit.
Yeah, right? I know. It's good. And yes, and there is a show that you're playing. You were talking about playing a couple shows. One of them that's happening in Vancouver next Thursday at the Lido. So you'll be joined by some guests, I'm guessing. I haven't really talked to you about this.
Yeah, no. Opening the show is my dear friend Jason Starnes, who has a project called Bells Clanging that I know has been on your show. And Jason and I were in a band together called Kids These Days that I know, Ben, we hung out back in the day when we were playing a lot. And then also when October Man started, he played on the first couple of Kids These Days records, and he's a great musician. Mm. So anyways, he's opening the show, but I asked if he would join me for my set, and he said yes. And then I liked the idea of asking some of my previous collaborators in town if they could join as well. And so my friend Leah Abramson, who has a project called the Abramson Singers, she's going to be singing with us. And then Rob Josephson, who is the October Man drummer when we lived in Vancouver, will be joining for a bunch of songs on drums. And then my friend Peter Doig, who is in Kids These Days, is going to play on a few songs as well. And I think that's it, because we really have no time to rehearse.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I think I'll know the songs on my end is my goal. And then everyone else, I think they'll know the oldies. And Jason said he's been learning the new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he's such a great musician, like I said. So I think it'll be fun. Like, it's going to be a very different show than I've played before, but I'm looking forward to just a bit of spontaneity and like some surprises, probably for me as well.
Is there rehearsal time here when you're here, or is it just going to be maybe you'll see?
Yeah, I'm going to be finding some time with Jason and hopefully with Leah. And then me and Rob are going to get together as well. So yeah, it might not be all together.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun. The show will be all together. Yeah. And I think at a certain stage and age, like, you care less. Like my Toronto bandmates, I think we rehearsed twice before we played our release shows here, and it went really well. And we played mainly new songs. So I think people at this stage, they've been playing long enough, and it's less, I don't know.
Yeah,
I remember we used to rehearse twice a week, every week. Kids These Days did, at least. Yeah. And I think October Man did. And that is no longer an option for anybody.
So part of the fun is, you know, it's the live part and doing it. And yeah, and the shows in the show in Toronto was at the Dakota Tavern, and that was good.
Yeah, the Dakota Tavern. Yeah, it's a place we used to play a lot.
Yeah,
I've been there a few times. Yeah, they did. They do this funny thing where they asked me if I want to do the early show or the late show. And then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, I'll do the early show again. Yeah. Like,
what's early?
You know, you're
like,
we played from 7:30 to 9.
Right.
And then my friends loved the fact that we were on early. Like, you know, people could go out for dinner after, party after, and, or go back to their babysitter, whatever it was. And it wasn't like three or four bands and you're there till the wee hours. It was like just us. And it was I hadn't played a show like that before, but it sort of worked for this demographic we find ourselves in. Yeah.
How are you liking Ottawa versus Toronto, like musically, or have you been checking out music at all? Or
yeah, I think I definitely. I already knew a lot of musicians here. We'd always come and play here, and then somehow a lot of my friends ended up moving to Ottawa as well, like a lot earlier than I had. But a lot of my friends in Toronto ended up in Ottawa. A friend from Vancouver days ended up in Ottawa, and they're all musicians. Mm-hmm. And then friends of mine that lived in Montreal, some of them ended up back in Ottawa as well. It's just, it's one of those cities that's, it's got a really good, I think the word is balance. Like you can sort of have, you can have a pretty good life here. And it's still a city. It still has a lot of live shows. Every Canadian band comes through here, and, and then quite a few international acts as well. Like even I couldn't go cause, I didn't have time to find a babysitter, but, I don't even know how to pronounce the name necessarily. Madhu Mokhtar. Is that how you say, just played a Monday, a last minute Monday night show here. And then there's this festival called Blues Fest where, you know, every big touring band right now is playing one night or another. So, and then the rest of the year, yeah, you get a lot of bands coming through and there's some good venues here that are attracting more international acts. So it's good. It's definitely not Toronto, or Montreal in terms of or Vancouver in terms of how many international acts it gets, but if you really want to go to one of those shows, like you can just go to that next city. I know you've gone to Seattle for certain shows, the same thing happens for us going to Montreal or Toronto.
And all the local Toronto bands would play in Ottawa ultimately, you know, that's what happens.
Oh yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's usually the first show they do or the last show they do. Yeah,
so yeah, you get to see those and wherever your friends are in Toronto too. So yeah, that's cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, yeah, the big show next week at the Lido, July the 20th. Is it going to be an early show? I don't even know what the times are going to be.
I think what we're doing is Bell's Playing is on at 9, mm-hmm. and then we're on at 10. And so, it'll actually be.
That's early for me. Actually.
Yeah, it feels respectable. It feels respectable.
Yeah.
And that's late for me because. Our other shows were all early. I think the Ottawa show we were done at 11, so about the same. But it'll be fun. Like I haven't been to the Lido, but I've heard great things. I know you like it as well.
Yeah, and, it's a nice intimate little place. It'll be fun. Any place you miss about Vancouver that you're gonna hit up? You're thinking, what do you miss most about Vancouver?
Oh man,
if they're still around, yeah,
it's always the people for me. A city is the people, but. Yeah, I love, I mean the food as well. But in terms of like actual places, I bet it's changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to walk around a lot and just see as many people as I can while I'm there. And then, I think just the nature as well. Like I think just trying to get into some of the parks and the beaches, given the time of year. So I'm looking forward to it. I haven't really put much thought into like an itinerary, but it'll be just good to see.
Yeah.
See
if you lived here before, I feel like a lot of the times you're just going to let it swing or whatever. What's the word? Let it just slide. No, that's not good either. Play it by the ear.
Let it happen.
Yeah. Just play it by ear. Yeah. Thanks so much, Mark. And looking forward to seeing you next Thursday at the show, and everyone who's interested, please go to the Lido. I'm gonna play a few songs from the new record, There You Were. Let's do start off with Can't Rush Time, because we just talked about that for a little bit. And this is CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Broken and cold. But while you're hoping for that moment to pass, watch the storm clouds cross the sea. Cause hard rains can wash you away back to somewhere you don't want to be. But you can't rush time, no matter how hard you cry. Hold the ones you've got before they slip down the line. I was staring at the pictures on the TV screen, and every smile upon her pretty face was like a long lost dream. You can't rush time, don't let it pass you by. Hold the love you've found before they leave you behind. Hold on to that love you got. Cause someday to see her for the very last time, for I got to hold her hand for the very last time.
By those voices on me. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CIDR 0.0.1.9 FM. Hiroshi IDR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet Emit Flows on CCITRYR101.99 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific?
Do you love to read, but your friends and family are tired of you droning on and on about your latest book? Well, forget them, because you have me now. Hi, I'm Randy from Dog-Eared Radio Book Club, a book club coming to you through the airwaves from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every 2 weeks on Tuesday evenings on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in to hear the rambling thoughts of a fellow reader that are factually supported by my co-host of the week. Follow the show on Instagram at Dog-Eared Radio Book Club to find out about our next read.
It's
That is a song called Call It Something Else by the Abramson Singers self-titled record that came out on Groundhog Day 13 years ago. That is bananas. Unbelievable how long ago that came out. Seems like yesterday. On that set, I also played Bells Clanging just before that song from the record Check Trajectory. The song I played was called Define, Come Terribly Alive, Bells Clanging. Both Abramson, well, Leah Abramson and Bells Clanging will be present at the October Man Show next Thursday at the Lido, July the 20th. At the start of the set, I played an interview I did with Mark Morissette, October Man. That happened two nights ago. We talked about the record, etc., etc. Played two songs from the new record, There You Were. I played Can Rush Time and June 93. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Did I mention we are on CITR.ca on the internet? You can get our podcast on that as well. Yes. So you heard a bunch of musicians that Bells Clanging will be opening at 9 p.m. for the October Men show, and October Men will be on at 11. And Leah Abramson and Jason Starnes, Peter Doig, and Rob Josephson, previously members of various October Men projects and kids these days, will be along on stage at various points on the whole time. Guess you have to go to Lido to find out. Okay, I am now going to play some other music for you. This is a new one from Winnipeg's Vivette Virtitude. I just don't know how to pronounce it. I think maybe that's how you pronounce it, Vivette Virtitude. It's named after like the cat that was in the Weaker Than songs, Virtitude. Anyways, it is the project of John K. Sampson and Christine Fellows out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Treaty 1 territory. They have already put out an album back in February called Whole Music, and it's just an album of instrumentals and sort of in the theme of songs that you can play as whole music, except for the last song where there's some singing and lyrics. They just put out a new record that came out on June 1st. It's called June 1st with three songs and they're singing in it. It's not telephone home music. I'm going to play one called Budget Delegations. This is Vivette Virtitude on CITR 101.9 FM.
Manitoba, heavy construction squats upon City Hall's chest, squeezing the air from the ways we might care for each other in the days we have left. The mayor leads a prayer to ignore the poor, push the afflicted away. While senior advisors with sharpened incisors distribute the spreadsheets that say roads and police roads. Roads and police roads. Roads and police roads. Oh, that's where most of our money goes. Counselor C posts a murderous meme and a couple half-hearted denials, while Counselor B and Counselor D trade their tight white supremacist smiles. The free press reporter's attention gets shorter than the piece they will hide online. Another pastiche of a press release framing that everything's gonna be fine. For roads and police roads. Roads and police roads. Roads and police roads. Oh, that's where most of our money goes. No room for research, no food or drink, no thinking something new. No time for anyone trying to show us what love can do. But outside a circle surrounding a light, smudging the budget away. Singing goodbyes, smoke hits the eyes of what's left of a Winnipeg workday. And we will be here. We will be here. We will be here next year.
To feel you, my insides are turning. Massey Art Society is calling visual artists to send exhibition proposals for their 2024 programming. If you work through painting, drawing, photography, installation, media, or performing arts, send them your ideas for an upcoming exhibition. They work in a collaborative environment offering a cost-free space in the downtown East Side and support in promotion and communication, as well as honorariums, working on a 2-month-long exhibition contract. Send the proposal in a single PDF file to Massey Arts Curator and Community Arts Coordinator Raphael Zen at community@masseyarts.com. The call for submissions will be open until August 15th, Tuesday at 11 p.m. PST. For more information, go to Massey Arts Society on Instagram.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Maybe if the truth can save your eyes, maybe it's your love can save your eyes. Maybe to the truth can save your eyes. I can give you the money.
listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. That was mostly a very poppy Winnipeg set for you. Everybody in that set at some point from Winnipeg or currently in Winnipeg or maybe moving away from Winnipeg, including the last song that I played, Jay Wood, moving to Montreal. Jay Wood, that song is called Dirk Gently. Know yourself. Dirk Gently is a character from two Douglas Adam novels. Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency and also The Long Dark Tea Time of the Soul. And there's like a TV show, which I've only seen a couple episodes and I didn't do it. The song Dirk Gently, Jay Wood worked on it since 2020 and returning to it recently with fresh ears and infusing it with his newfound sense of space and structure. That is off an EP that Jay Wood will be putting out in like a month. When is it? Oh, August. So in the month, yeah, August 11, 2023. It's just going to be four songs on it and it's going to be Grow On. The name of the record is called, the EP is called Go On, Grow On. And previously, Jay Wood had the record Slingshot that came out last year. Jay Wood from Winnipeg, Manitoba, but I'm told from this little blurb here that he's embarking on a new journey moving from Winnipeg to Montreal. Before Jay Wood, I played some Molly Grubb with a song called Strange Air off of the record Tragical. That's a band from Winnipeg, brand new record that came out less than a month ago. And what else did I play before that? I played some Floor Cry with a song called The Next Best Thing. And the album is called Slasher Flick. And that song features the band Van Sire, that is from, I think, Minneapolis or something, singing along with it. Four Cry is the moniker of a musician named Felicia Sedundiak from Winnipeg. And this record from the artist, a long time, a long time in the making. I started writing this a few years back as an EP, but took a huge break from it when life started to feel like my own horror movie. This year, I came back to my remaining demos and it naturally progressed into a 10-track project, end quote. So that is Four Cry, also known as Felicia Sedundiak. Yeah, my pronunciation is terrible, but Four Cry from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Before that, this is I vaguely heard of this person. It's Leif Ross. I played a song called I Just Don't Think That You Like Me That Much Anymore. It's off a brand new record from them called To Learn. Leif Ross is... So they released a song on TikTok like a few years ago on TikTok, and then it got like huge. The song they released wasn't a song that I played. It's called We'll Never Have Sex. And it got 47 million streams on Spotify alone. That's not even counting YouTube and all that stuff. So, yeah, that came out a few years ago. And they had been going on a sold-out European tour. I've never really heard of this person. Raised in the conservative and cut-off Manotick, Ontario, which is, I looked it up, it's very close to Ottawa, Ontario. And has a population of 5,000 people. Leif Ross spent their free time on the internet managing Ariana Grande and Doctor Who fan accounts on Twitter and Instagram while simultaneously using YouTube to learn more about relationships. So there you go. Leif Ross from Montreal, Ontario, but it's now they're now based in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So it's a Winnipeg person, and start off the set with John K. Sampson and Christine Fellows. John K. Sampson from Weaker Thans back in the days. Vivat Virtutude is the name of the project. Budget Delegation It's the name of the song off the record, June 1st. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell is what you're listening to. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am moving sort of across the nation, well, back and forth, actually. I was in Winnipeg, but there is a show happening at Green Auto tomorrow night that we should maybe talk about, featuring Nora Kelly Band. I think they're from, not from here, but they're on Mint Record, which is from here. They're from Montreal, playing with Tonk, which is from Vancouver. I think there's a member that is currently sometimes away, but Tonk from Vancouver and Kamikaze Nurse from Vancouver. That's happening at Green Auto tomorrow night. Going to play songs from all those bands, starting off with Nora Kelly Band. This is a new one. The record is coming out later, like end of August. But this is a leaked early release track from the record. It's called Rodeo Clown, and the song is called Lay Down Girl, Nora Kelly Band, on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
I could just lay down. I've always been laid down, girl. When you turn your back, I'm the girl on the tracks who's been singing my song all along. I could just stay put. I've always been the stay put, girl. But when you put everyone before you, you're the only one without help. I've been a fool. Someone's acting soft because this isn't what they want. And where's the lay down girl? Not what you expected, so you're standing there corrected. Where's the stay put girl? I could just act sweet. I've always been the act sweet girl, but now I've got this hitch, cause it's the season of the bitch, and by God I'm on top of the world. I could let you go first. I've always been the let go girl, but now you're anticipating and I'm doing no more waiting. Gonna give this girl a twirl. I've been a fool. In the afternoon.
Off Pride celebrations with a show full of awesome local talent. Come watch the iconic Devours performing with special guests Masank, Soyjoy, and Tough Sell at Green Auto Body's outdoor stage on August 4th. Doors are at 7 p.m. and this event is 19+. For tickets and more information, you can go to the Eventbrite page, which can be found in the link of devours.ufo's Instagram. This is an event you won't want to miss out on.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m., we're here for music time, CITR 101.9.
Thank you. so simple, something so stupid, found in a pocket, a present forgotten, a sweater donated, a jacket he used to love. I hope it's someone loves it like I once did. Someone so stupid. How we used to go out, went through sandwich balls like a bowl. I hope that someone loves you like I did once. Another lifetime. After some other show, I used to talk to you all the time in my head. Try to be someone interesting, still not sure how I did. Sweater donated, a jacket I used to love. I hope that someone loves it like I did once. Another thank you.
Left to be.
three-piece from Vancouver, British Columbia. They're called the Gins. That is a new record they just put out last week. Well, 2 weeks ago, maybe. It's called... It's a Life? Yes. The song I played was called Feel It Inside from the record It's a Life. The Gins played on the show many moons ago. And famously, or I recall them, it was so loud that some of the glass that was on a shelf was shaking so much that it jarred open the door of the shelving, and then it fell off, and it was glass everywhere. Not their fault; the band didn't know this, but it was smashing. It was glass breaking. The Gins and. Yeah, so it's building. Yeah, it seems like a little bit poppier than I remember. And before that, from Halifax, the band is called Crossed Wires, with a song called Rain off a soon to be released record called Ellipses, and that is coming out at the first week of August. Crosswire, a three-piece band out of Halifax. It's been around for quite a while. Used to play the music on the show since the 2014s. Monsoon Moon from Halifax, two-piece band, brand new record cassette circulating. I played a song called Halfway to Hell. Monsoon Moon, two-piece, used to be at one point lived in Vancouver, now currently located in Montreal. Also in that set, I played a brand new one from the band La Master, three-piece band. So Special is the name of the song off the record, Martyrology. La Master played on this program also around a few years ago, did not break any glasses. At the beginning of the set, I play three bands that is going to be playing tomorrow night at the Green Auto. Nora Kelly Band with a song called Lay Down Girl, some Tonk, Glass Full of Fire, it's a brand new record from them called Thanks for Waiting, and Kamikaze Nurse, the latest from them, which came out last year. Simuloso, Come From Wood is the song that I've played. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. I think this is it for me now. Coming up very shortly at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for that program. Until then, I will be back next week. Won't be a live show, it'll be a pre-recorded show. Some behind the scenes action there. Yes. Thanks for tuning in.